Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Have you ever known anybody who looked exactly like a celebrity? Call or text us, 916-909-1065, 916-909-1065. We're getting into this because you probably have seen by now, because it's such a funny thing that happened, but there was a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest in Brooklyn. Which is a very Brooklyn thing to do.
They love doing it. They did it with Timothée Chalamet, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. Just when you thought that Pedro Pascal couldn't literally be anywhere else. He's all over everything. Every TV show, every movie has Pedro Pascal. Now he's even in the streets, and he's got a whole army. Here's the Today Show covering this story.
Pedro's packed the streets, mustachioed men putting their best face forward. The winning prize went to Pedro number 5, who rocked this sleeveless shirt.
It looks exactly like him.
It does look exactly like him, like hauntingly like him. Text the word Pedro, P-E-D-R-O. Well, I'll text the name, P-E-D-R-O, right now to 916-909-1065, 909-1065, to see how much this guy looks like Pedro Pascal. And listen to who this guy is.
According to Deadline, that's Brooklyn dad George Gauntas, who happens to be a lighting designer for The Daily Show. George walked away, get this, with a $50 cash prize and a year's worth of burritos.
Why the burritos?
The restaurant sponsored.
Yeah, this was a burrito contest.
What? Wow. Funny.
It was a burrito restaurant for all these burritos, $50 cash. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. It sounds like a fever dream. The whole thing does. There were lots of Pedro Pascals in the street, and they were all trying to win a burrito. But anyway, though, text Pedro to 916-909-1065 to see how much this guy looks exactly like Pedro Pascal. Have you ever known anybody, though, who looked exactly like a celebrity? Because I have a theory, especially after seeing this Pedro Pascal contest, it's not an accident. Like, if you look like Pedro Pascal, you don't have to grow a mustache.
Pedro Pascal hasn't always been around. My Uncle John and my Uncle Doug have had mustaches since before I was born.
I know.
So maybe there are some dads that just always have a mustache. Because the only thing about him that he could do is shave off his mustache. He's not like that girl that like pretends to be Taylor Swift and walks around with fake security and does her makeup exactly like Taylor Swift and had plastic surgery and fillers to make her cheeks look a little bit fuller.
Right.
He just has a mustache.
And glasses and the same haircut.
He just has a haircut. He doesn't have Pedro Pascal's haircut.
His hair's the same length as Pedro
it
Pascal.
Looks the same,
that's the same length as every dad's hair.
Kevin, do you agree or disagree?
That he looks like Pedro Pascal?
That this was he's making fashion decisions that are made. Because Pedro Pascal, you're saying like this Pedro Pascal just came out in the last year or two.
No.
He's been a celebrity for over a decade. Yeah. He was on Game of Thrones probably 10 years ago at least.
Was he?
Yeah.
If I was like this Pedro Pascal lookalike, I would definitely shave my stuff to look like Pedro Pascal.
So you would do this?
Yeah, definitely. Get the attention, get my perks. Yes, I have a reservation for Pedro Pascal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I forgot that Pedro Pascal was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That was like our first introduction. Mm-hmm. We were like, who is this sand snake? Yummy, yum. Some text messages that we got into 916-909-1065. My ex-husband looks like David Duchovny from X-Files. He wasn't trying, but people would stop us and tell him. While he's an ex-husband, maybe wonder if he had a sex addiction like David Duchovny.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I know my daughter looks like Anne Hathaway, but her hair is lighter.
I mean, I hate to say it, but who did my first husband used to look like when we got married?
Who did he used to look like?
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't age into Mario, but that's...
And that was a decision that your ex-husband made to differentiate himself from...
No.
If Mario Lopez continued to be this, you know what? I'm going to get more tone and I'm going to get more beautiful. And your ex-husband said, you know what? I'm not.
I mean, but he looked like him, but Mario Lopez didn't have any, like, he didn't wear glasses. He didn't have a mustache. My first husband didn't do his hair a certain way. He just, it was the same haircut Mario Lopez had that he still has now, which is what he has on Extra, which is just a guy's hair.
Yeah.
So what do we say to him?
He's trying.
Maybe he should have a mustache.
Maybe he should.
Okay, so.
Do something to differentiate yourself, you know? It's almost like you're coasting on coattails or.
But you're coasting on coattails that, like, you have no choice but to make sure you don't look like somebody else, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.